welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. We're going to continue our discussion on this topic of influence and how, well, we started yesterday talking about grandparents. We have some more to talk about how grandmas and grandpas influence our life, but also others, parents, teachers, and so on. We'll get through those. We'll get to those in here in just a moment. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I'm in the Intentional Living Center in Tucson along with Jennifer and Stephen, and our entire team is here today. And just before I get to your calls, Denise and Deborah, hold on, I'll get to you in just a moment. Many of you have heard by now, it was announced yesterday on the radio and it's been sent out on media all over the country, that our own beloved Shannon Caldwell, who's been a part of our ministry for many years, and you have enjoyed and been blessed by many of you know that you've been blessed by her on her show on Family Life Radio, passed away yesterday morning. She's had a battle with stage 4 cancer, and she was a trooper. And we love Shannon. Had a chance. In fact, I had the opportunity of bringing her on the team many years ago to join our staff. She had a hard life in many ways. She had a lot of, but that's made what made her so real on the air. She was just one thing I'd say about Shannon Caldwell. She was the same off the air she was on the air. She was just who she was, and she loved people and she loved God. And I'll tell you something. My wife and I were. It seems unreal to us in many ways because it came on so quickly, and her passing was so. It seemed like so quick here at the end for her. But one of the things my wife and I were talking about, and I was talking about with our ministry president, Evan and Mike and Adam and the rest of the team, is that if you ever saw someone, and I've been around those who have been through this tragic thing, this ugly thing of death several times with people and families, right to the very last breath, Shannon lived her faith. And so as you're listening today and you're saying, hey, is this stuff real? It was real for Shannon. I don't think you ever heard any complaints. I never heard any, oh, poor me, or where's God? She just trusted him to her last breath. And she's going to be missed. Boy, we appreciate those who've filling in and coming and ministering, but Shannon was a one of a kind and will be greatly missed. And I know many of you loved her and appreciated her, and I know now more than ever, not only pray for her family, but pray for this family here. A lot of tears around the building, a lot of loss, and she will be greatly missed. Which reminds me, as we talk about influence today, it's kind of a timely topic. We're talking about grandparents, maybe still with us or gone, that we impact each other. And Shannon impacted many of you, impacted your lives, impacted decisions you were made, you know, how you, we talk about influence. She influenced a lot of people. And I think if you can say, hey, I want to live my life like Shannon did with faith, that's something that I know would be an honor. And she will be greatly missed. And I know the team here will have more information on what is transpiring in the days ahead. But please pray for Shannon's family and daughter and son and family during this time of grief, and for those here on the team as well. All right. From that, let's get back to the topic. Denise, we're going to bring you up first here on the line in Arizona, talking about influence. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you. I've been influenced by both my mother's parents, Nana and Pa, we call them. My parents divorced when I was 8. My sister was 5. My grandparents took over, basically picking us up after school on Fridays, taking us to Howard Johnson's, Friendly's Ice Cream, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips during Lent. And when we would get to their house, he'd say, go check the pantry. There'd be all these sugar cereals, which we weren't allowed to have.
But at grandma's house, you can do that.
Right. And then he'd say, go check the freezer in the basement. He had like a stockpile of all these ice creams. And they were very religious, Catholic. They always brought us to church. I always saw my grandmother with a rosary bead or praying something, a prayer card. They took us to church. They took us to the community pool. They did a lot of things with us to make our life as normal as possible after the divorce. Mm. And unfortunately, my grandmother passed, Nana passed when I was 13, and Pa passed when I was 15. But they impacted my life so much. They used to bring us, take us shopping for back to school clothes. They helped my mom out, who was a single mother. My grandfather would paint our house, and the love for us was so immense. And growing up in a Christian, Bible-based home too, it's just, I can still cry today over missing them. And even though I had 12 and 13 and 15 years with both of them, it's like I could have had a whole lifetime with all the adventures and the good times we had.
Mm. Well, this is a cry zone. It's okay. Hey, grandparent, you want to remember it like that? Pretty good goal to share your faith with your grandkids. Listen, you're making a difference. Let them know about Jesus. But what does it mean to live for Jesus? What did Jesus do for them? What does the Bible teach? Powerful thing. Thank you, Denise. Appreciate your call. Deborah, you're next in Michigan. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Tell us, what grandparent impacted you?
Well, I just had to keep from crying right now, just because of all the stuff that was shared today.
Yeah, it's a tough day.
And I'm a grandma. I'm a great-grandma. I raised my granddaughter. And my mom had a big impact, and my grandma had a big impact. My mom has cancer. It's breast cancer. It's on her sternum and some underneath her arm, I guess, but they've been giving her eye brands, and she's been in remission. Mm-hmm. And I just know that it comes back with a vengeance, so I'm praying for every day. And I grew up in a Christian home. My mom and dad, they were Christians. My grandma and grandpa, I stayed a lot at their house on my mom's side. And I stayed at my grandma's on my dad's side, too. And she lived to be 97, and she was a Christian woman, too. And she read the Bible every day, and I was staying with her, and she made sure that we ate good. And she had a garden when I was little, and I remember being out in the garden with her and picking beans and stuff. It was great. It was wonderful. She was a good grandma, too, on my dad's side. But I believe that because my mom's faith, my dad's faith, and because we sang in a gospel group together for many years. It's called the Goddard Family. And we do have some CDs. They were small. We're not big. But God really helped me with that because I love to sing. I love to sing to God, and I'm trying really hard. Yeah.
Just keep those memories alive. Family matters. And, of course, we're super sensitive right now and aware, even here in our building and our ministry, because of what we're experiencing in the passing of into glory of our own Shannon Caldwell just yesterday. So this is a tender program in many ways as we think about the impact, the influence we have. And I had this program, or Stephen actually had this program scheduled for me several weeks ago. So having a program where we talk about today and the impact and the passing of people that influenced us and makes it super, super important. Again, as we think about intentional living, and I know we're very sensitive to that here in the ministry, all the stuff that we can get sidetracked with, you know, all the online influencers, there's millions and millions of people trying to get your ear and sell you something to make a buck. And some of it might be good and some of it not so much. You know that if you're on it all. And I don't. I'm very careful who I allow into my head because there's not a lot of room in there. But seriously, that today is what matters. And as we talk about the family, we're hearing about grandparents who didn't have any agenda other than to love their grandkids, care for their grandkids, and see them grow up and be a next generation. As my mother used to say to her grandchildren before she passed, I'm sending you all into a time I will never see. And investing into that, knowing she would never see it herself. And yet seeing those grandkids and now great-grandkids and great-great-grandkids coming to know Christ. And that's, of course, a prayer that we have, right? Let's take a break. We'll be back. Heavy, difficult, interesting, challenging program. I hope you're getting something from it today. Dr. Randy, Intentional Living. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for just listening to me and helping my heart today. And I want to tell you something that you need to hear because of what you do. And you're like Paul Harvey. You get the rest of the story. I've been listening to you for a long time. And I tell everybody this, and I tell everybody listening to your show, that you've made me a better husband, better father, a better friend, a better neighbor, a better human being, you and Dr. Lehman and the people that you have on. That you have just, through God, strengthened me. And I am such a better person today because of your show. So please keep doing what you do.
Thank you for that story. You know, as you share how the ministry is impacting your life and how we get a chance to influence people, certainly we understand that. We do, and we do it with a lot of humbleness because we know we don't want to say things or do things that would impact or influence you all anything but toward Christ. And that's why we say bring glory to God, benefit to those you love, and the trickle down will be very positive in your life. We want you to have more peace and prosperity in the areas of your life that matter today, starting today. And so when I hear a story like that, it reminds me that your support, your financial support, is making a difference in the ministry. And thank you. Find out more at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2. It'll take you to our staff. All right? We're talking about influence today and who's most influenced your life, Pam, in Arizona. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. First of all, I want to say I'm sorry about your family loss there.
Yeah, it's a great loss. Hitting the staff. We all, of course, we worked with Shannon, loved her, and she's a vital part of the ministry. But beyond that, as a mom, and the loss is great. But thank you.
Yeah. So I'm calling to tell you that the most influential person in my life was my father. Mm. But I have to kind of backtrack a little bit. If it wasn't for my grandparents, he would have never been in my life. My mom and my biological father didn't stay together much long after I was born. And my grandfather was in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and he met a gentleman there who he handpicked to be mine and my sister's father. my mom and him married when I was around 6, in December of, they would have celebrated 57 years, I believe. So they married in December, 2 days after Christmas. In that January, he adopted my sister and I. So he was part of my life, almost my entire life. So being that he was in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, he had a very spiritual person. I wouldn't say that our family was at all religious. We did go to church, but we are more like the ones that they call creasters, unfortunately. Mm. I didn't become a Christian until about 12 years ago. But my dad was very, sorry, my dog decided to bark while I'm on the phone.
Oh, that's fine.
My dad was just very influential in my life. He was always positive. We always had a lot of fun. We did so much stuff together. Our most of our time that we spent, Christmases, holidays, the summers, were spent around program individuals. And it's just such a positive way of life. Yeah. My mom and I had a very hard relationship, but my dad stood by me the whole time, and he would always remind me, because I would ask him, how do you get through it? How do you get through it? I mean, you know, he's living with her, you know, after I came older and moved out of the home, and he would always remind me of the Serenity Prayer.
Oh, wow.
Just remember the Serenity Prayer. Wow. And, you know, that will get you through anything that you need to get through. And he's right, you know, not just the Serenity Prayer, but any prayer. And he's been gone, it was 3 years September, and he lived in Pennsylvania, and I live here in Arizona, but I got to spend my summers there, and the last summer that I was home with him and helped take care of him. My husband and I had all kinds of plans of things that we wanted to do, and God had other plans.
He did. And you had the chance to be with Dad. We're talking about at the end, don't we? Boy, that theme is coming through today. Pam, thank you for sharing your story with us. That is quite a story. I'd love to dig in deeper if we had time. So Grandpa went to AA and then brought into the life of Mom, and what a story. We're talking about the power of influence and how we impact each other. Sometimes it's a parent, sometimes it's a grandparent. Who is it in your life? We'd love to have you share your story on our comment line, 888-888-1717. Okay, who's impacted your life?
Hi, my name is Sandy, and I'm calling from Battle Creek, Michigan, and I'm just calling in response to someone that influenced my life and how that affected me. The person that influenced my life the most was my grandmother, and the way she influenced it. But I can remember being a young child in elementary school and even junior high school. If I was up around the time she woke up in the morning, I would peek in as I walked past her room and see her on her knees beside her bed praying. She did the same thing at night. I'd see her at nighttime on her knees. She prayed every night before she went to bed, not just praying, but she would be down on her knees up until she just could not do that any longer. And I know my grandmother's prayers when she said she was going to pray for somebody. It seemed when I was a child or younger, I remember it. When Grandma prayed for somebody, God always would respond, and you could be assured that Grandma's prayers were going to be answered in some way. So I always related to her intentionally, always getting on her knees and praying every morning and every night. And she left her door open. She didn't care who saw her. She talked about prayer constantly, and that's been a huge impact in my life as I grew up and into my adulthood.
Here's a key verse for us as we think about this month. It's a verse right out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we know it's a love chapter, right? It talks about love is what? Patient and kind and so on. In fact, that is the verse for this month. It says in 1 Corinthians 13:4, the first part of that verse, love suffers long. And I like that version because when we're talking about dealing with an emotionally weak person, you might feel like you're suffering long, right? It's just suffering long. And the scripture says, love suffers long and is kind. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month. It's in our member archives up on our website for our member site. For those who are just so faithfully supporting the ministry, it's our featured lesson. That's an excerpt. If you have an emotionally weak person in your life, I hope you gain some insight and help from that. It's at theintentionallife.com. And much thanks to those of you who are supporting the ministry. We appreciate it. theintentionallife.com or calling 888-888-1717 is the way to do that. I have about five or six suggestions for you to think about of who you should not allow to influence your life, and I'll tell you those in just a moment.
One of the people who most influenced me in my life was my Grandma Fitz. She was the most unselfish person I had ever met.
One of the people who influenced me the most was my best friend Nancy when I was living in Oregon, because she was pretty much the only friend I had for about a year. So I was like 12 years old. She really influenced me a lot.
We went to a particular church one day, and as soon as we walked in, they saw us, him and his wife, and walked over to us. And before we knew it, we were family. They took the extra step of not just saying hi and welcome to the church, but embracing us and welcoming us. And they showed us what it meant to fellowship with other Christians, how important it was to surround yourself with people who can actually influence you and the way you live and the way you think. And that was 15 years ago, and to this day, we're still best friends. So my friend and his wife, who accepted me and my wife on that first day, they been a huge influence to us.
Interesting. All right. Thank you. You know, we're talking about influence. Here's some things to consider when it comes to not allowing someone to influence your life, when you need to put that boundary in place. The Bible says, don't hang around with angry people because you become like them. If there's someone in your world who kind of runs their life by anger and control, that's not a great influence in your life. It may be a reality you have to face and deal with, but don't allow their attitude, their anger, their, well, we're talking about emotionally weak, right? Their problems emotionally to become your problems emotionally. Don't inherit those. Number two, it says in the scripture, don't hang around people with bad behavior. If you're around people who you know, come on, down deep, their behavior, I don't mean bad just because, well, I don't like their behavior. You just know the behavior they have is destructive to themselves, to others, and it's not what God would intend for you. Don't hang around those people. Don't allow those friends to influence your life. In fact, as we teach here at Intentional Living, some friendships need an expiration date, just like sour milk in the refrigerator. They can go sour, and you know it. And when that date has expired, you're a fool if you continue to consume it. Third, I would offer critical people, people who are just critical. Versus, now people, you want people to challenge you. Iron sharpens iron. You want people who can get into your grill, as it were, and tell you the truth. But critical people who are just critical of everything, I'll tell you what, being a critical person, I've heard it referred to as a loser's limp. In other words, it's a way of just disabling yourself in life. I think critical people long-term are just not as successful, generally. And of course, this is really key. People who don't share your life and your values in life, hanging around with them is kind of foolish, isn't it? If you have someone in your life and they don't share your faith, they don't share your values, get away. Two more. People who don't know what they're talking about. There are a lot of people who are influencers, so-called influencers, but they don't know what they're talking about. There's a lot of fake news in the influence world, right? Check it out. As Christians, that's why we come back to God's word. Does the Bible speak to this or not? And are there people in my life, there's wisdom and safety and counselors, are there people that I trust who can verify and kind of be a check on these things? And then lastly, people, sometimes you got to question their motives. And you always should. You shouldn't allow what we say here on the radio to influence you without really understanding why we do what we do and understanding what the ministry is about. Does it tie back to God's word? We're not perfect people, but we're committed to trying to help people live intentionally in Christ. That's why we do this. That's really the motive behind what we try to do every day. But we all need to be careful, don't we? All right. Well, we're about out of time here. We're getting close to the end. I think we have time, don't we, to get to another caller? Let's go to Denise. In Michigan. Denise, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy. Do you know that I'm a longtime listener, probably going back to the 90s? I just wanted to tell you that.
Terrific. Well, I'm glad you've hung around. What keeps you turning it back on every day?
Well, you know, just your practical, down-to-earth, godly advice. That's it. Simple and to the point, right?
That's me. I'm really simple.
Well, in a good way. In a good way. Sometimes people make things about the Lord and the Bible too complicated, and it's really pretty simple, you know. So
it is.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, Denise. I appreciate that. Who would you call about today?
My influencer goes back a few years. I'm 70 years old, and back when I was in high school, as a freshman, I was being drawn towards a group of kids that were into not-so-good things. It was the hippie movement time, mm-hmm. and the ideas they had of peace and love and all these good, it seemed good, but, you know, I had a teacher. He was my debate coach, my speech teacher, and he was a huge influence in my life because he saw the potential in me as a young person and didn't want that to get destroyed by the influence of wrong type of influence from these kids. So he pulled me aside and he says, we're going to have little chats every now and then. And he did it in a way that wasn't, these kids are bad and you stay away from them, but he began to talk about what was the motivation behind what they were doing and what, you know, what kind of things were they probably into, like drinking and drugs. And so he really pulled me away from that and got me back on track. And I just wanted to share that because there's a lot of people that influence kids, but teachers can have a major influence
Absolutely.
On kids because they are with them so much during the day. And then, you know what? The Lord laid it on my heart. He later got saved. I got saved. Huh. And the Lord laid it on my heart 3 years ago to write him a letter of appreciation. And I did. And I told him how much I appreciated all the ways he had been a coach, a teacher, and a mentor for me as a young person. And then, Randy, it was really sad. He got this weird infection from a surgery and he passed away. Uh-huh. And I was so thankful I got to tell him how much he meant to me and what, even, you know, 50 years later, yeah. he was still, you know, I still thought of him fondly. And it was just nice that I was able to share that with him before he passed on to be with the Lord.
Amen. Thank you all. Thanks for all sharing today on our difficult day here at the ministry. The passing, again, if you just joined us, the passing into glory, into heaven of our own Shannon Caldwell. Her fight is over, and now she's with Jesus. Pray for her family and for the family here. I loved her so much, and all of us will be missing her a great deal. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. Hope you'll join us again next time from our Intentional Living Center, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.